If you love to be teased, you're not alone. I get that it's not for everyone. Not everyone likes to cuddle. Some people hate broccoli. Then there's these anti-tease weirdos. I'm mostly kidding about the weirdo part, but I'm also a bit serious about it. Teasing and cock-teasing are just so much fun, and the way it arouses and entices strokers to the edge of orgasm, well, it certainly seems like it should be a universal experience. I suppose some people are utilitarian wankers. They want to jerk off and be done with it. But a good long cock tease is just so much fun when you have the time for it. For lovers of the cock tease, setting aside time for a nice long session is vital. There's nothing worse for a man who loves to be teased than having his masturbatory fantasy rudely interrupted by real-life demands. Whether you're trying to sneak in a little tease between tightly scheduled meetings or hoping the girlfriend stays out of the house just a little bit longer, nothing ruins a tease and delay session like the real world demanding your attention. This is why I always recommend setting out a buffer zone around your tease and denial games. Remember, humans are prone to the planning fallacy. We just plain suck at estimating how much time any given task will take. So when you're getting set up for a nice tea session, pad your time with 15 minutes or so on either end. I know if you love to be teased and denied that orgasm for as long as possible that you've already got some favorite techniques. Everyone has their favorite stroking technique, and probably a whole set of them. One for when you want to wank real fast, one for when you want to plan to take your time, one for special occasions. Some strokers, though, get stuck with just one stroke, one hand position, and never ever change. For optimal tease and delay sessions, change it up! It's not good for you to get stuck with only one technique that works for your dick, so use a variety in your tease games. Ask your mistress if she has something extra special and new for you to do, something to really tease your cock to the edge of orgasm. If you love to be teased, let your mistress have the freedom to truly tease and deny that cock. If you like this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.